Previously on The Last of Us, Henry and Sam tell their story to Joel and Ellie. Henry turned in Kathleen's step-cousin to Fedra, and that dogged her greatly. Kathleen rocks all the collaborators and wants to spoon Henry most of all. After the crabs, Joel and Henry paralyze a plan to escape via pervert system. In the perverts, they find train whistle books, unicycle balls, and time to fuck. They escape to an elephant graveyard, where an old beetle sniper tries to boil them. Luckily, Joel crowns him. Then Kathleen and her civilian spaghetti show up. They try to swoon over Ellie with their enormous Segway, but Joel pontificates the driver. The Segway then spanks into a teepee. Then all hair gel breaks loose and clickers spew out of the pocketbook. People are risking and dishwashing all around Ellie. Then a glistening fungus monster shows up and butthole slams a dude. Then slurps another dude in the taint. And then decapitates Justin Bieber. Kathleen, ignoring her situation, still tries to spark Henry. But luckily a clicker mortician rips Kathleen apart. The main cast escapes. Unfortunately, Henry's brother Sam is infected, and Sam's brother Henry stings him. Then Sam's brother Henry floats himself. Ellie leaves a note on Sam's AIDS quilt that says, "I'm hole in the ground." Slow play? I thought that was for kids to play it. I was like, slow play?
Yeah, it's for special needs kids.
Her mom's a MILF, and I'm going to fuck her to the moon. Welcome to The Last of Us, colon, the TV show, colon, the podcast. I am Justin.
And I'm Nick.
I'm Will.
And here we are, episode 6. This bug won't get out of my face.
I was wondering why you were flailing like a retard.
Oh, my Lord. This one's called Ken, because...
Kim.
Lil' Ken.
The butterfly's in my room.
Lil' Ken, meet Lil' Ryu.
Lil' Ken.
Yeah, that's what I said, Lil' okay. Ken.
Yeah.
That's a weird one about Street Fighter.
Why wouldn't they just call it Tommy?
Because he's barely in it, too.
I guess because Tara from True Blood is also family, or
yeah,
Ken.
I thought it was her. You just told me that I was right. And yeah, she's improved a little bit on her acting skills from... Sucky, what you gonna do next, Sucky?
Yeah.
That's all.
I hate you.
Don't she die in that show?
Yes. And then she becomes a vampire.
What?
Yeah.
I thought she died for real.
No, she becomes a vampire.
Oh, okay. They brought her back.
Yeah.
And now maybe she'll die in this show. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe she is a vampire.
I think she might be a one and done.
Yeah. We don't know.
Although I think they've dropped some hints at things to come, but we'll get to it, I guess. How did y'all feel about this one?
It's my favorite one. I don't think it's the best one, but it's my favorite one.
I enjoyed this one. I wouldn't put it up at the top. I think the last one, Survive and Endure, was better. But I enjoyed this one. I enjoyed it.
No, I think I agree. I think the last one was better. I'm sorry I missed the last episode, but I'm glad I finally found the energy to watch it because it took me a couple tries to get into. And then when I did, that was definitely the best one. But this one, I liked the heart. I liked the emotional connection between the two of them. I liked the cowboy shit out west and the snow.
Joel being a little bitch is what you're really saying.
It reminded me of Django Unchained vibes. Ooh. Just from all the scenery and the adventure. I liked all that. That was cool. I liked the time jump after the last one. They kind of are just hitting the...
I don't know if I like
the traumatic moments.
So 3 months
I really
later,
like this one.
They're on
really
foot. They're in the snow.
And where are we?
What, really? Nothing happened in 3 months? They didn't talk about anything for 3 months? Did she just blabber the entire time they're walking around and he just ignored her the entire time?
I'm sure of it.
She waits for this long to talk about Sam and and all that. Like, I hate that kind of storytelling. Like, why would she wait this long to say anything?
Why wouldn't they just have a montage?
Yeah, just a quick one doing something.
Walking across the land. Yeah, that's
fine. Like, maybe little things occur. Like,
yeah, and Joel should have a beard.
Yes. I don't think he can grow one. They didn't have time for him to grow one. They didn't want to do prosthetics, I guess. Yeah. That was on my notes. Where's his beard? Is he shaving out
that
in the
way
wilderness?
We would have known time had passed.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to put it 3 months up. Yeah. That looks like about a 3 month beard.
That is. I can tell by the length. What is that? About a 3/4 of an inch?
And Ellie's hair had to get cut because all her split ends. Like she's
That's what she was really telling her. Here, you need some lotion too, you assy bitch.
She should have gave her a hair brush. I've never seen that girl brush her. It's always on a ponytail.
Shaved her head.
A headache. What? She's not the one with leukemia.
It definitely is weird that they didn't look different. I grant you that, but I still think this was.
Could you imagine walking for 3 months and then nothing happened? And they didn't speak upon anything for 3 months.
Yeah.
And she nonstop talks. She fucking never shuts up. Nothing
came up. But
there's
an evolution of their relationship.
Yeah, and but this episode, it just...
But it was at the... Yeah, you're right. It was at this episode. It wasn't like 3 months prior.
Yeah, it didn't happen over 3 months. It happened in this particular episode. In the last one, he started growing...
No, I think at the beginning of this one, there was still a little bit of development.
On the last episode, it was showing hints. We talked about this. You weren't here, but there was hints of him like finally accepting her as like more than just cargo. Accepting her as like almost like a family member.
I think that,
but in this one, it kind of went backwards. Like you were with her for 3 months and you still have the same mindset.
Well,
because
she annoyed the bejesus out of him.
Well, yeah, 3 months walking? Are you fucking kidding me? Could you imagine? They don't have
I don't think his character is going to change in 3 months and all the
but then in
the
one day
it will
so
it
doesn't make any sense.
I wish they would have just made
some recalls.
I don't
necessarily think in one day it will. I don't think it's he's
a completely different
alive,
person after he accepts her, and we'll get to that. Let's just go down it.
Yeah, well, I was just hoping that they would have some kind of like recall of a funny joke. Oh, remember when that whole thing happened?
Or a tent?
That would have been
funny.
Can
we get a tent somewhere and find a cave every time? What do we have to do here?
Well, and they were like really deliberate about it. Remember, like 2 months ago
when we
this
saw
happened? When that
cave?
Whole thing happened? Yeah. Oh my God, that was crazy. It would have been a crazy story to tell. Let's not tell it.
So I am smitten with the lady in the chair. She is the favorite part of this episode. She's so fucking funny.
She's like, yeah, there's a little girl too.
Yeah, I fed them.
Yeah, you gave them soup.
Yeah, I did. Did you tell them the truth? Yeah, I told them the truth.
I just love that we had Inuits on this thing. We're covering our bases.
The
here.
One guy reminded me of the owner of, maybe not the owner, but in Free Willy, where he's like in charge of.
They wouldn't let him own it.
Yeah, you're right. But he was in charge somewhere, and I forgot his name, but he kind of, it might be the actor. I didn't look him up, but he gave me that kind of vibe, his face. I was like, I wonder if that's like that guy from Free Willy. But no, that whole scene, it was kind of out of nowhere, but like, I loved her. I wanted more of her. She barely moved.
Yeah,
she was hilarious.
Did you tell her the truth?
Did you tell him the exact? Are you telling me the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
that was kind of
funny. Like a Minnesotan kind of, yeah, I did. I did it. I wonder also why weren't they able to cohabitate with the other people?
They just seemed grumpy.
No, she seemed pretty cheerful.
Yeah, but she said she didn't want to move out
there.
What
the story is?
That's true. I'm saying, well, I wonder why they were outcasted.
Why can't they go into the compound?
Well, they spoke on them. They're like, yeah, well, they tried and they didn't pass the test or whatever. But I also think, what if they're lying and they're like the ones that are harbingers of doom kind of situation? Like it's a common horror trope.
Wait. Who spoke on the fact that that couple couldn't make it?
I think it was Maria when she's talking about, we met some people in the woods. They said not to come here. And she's like, oh, well, those people tried and now they're gone. But what if they're like the harbingers where you say all this shit's going to happen, so you just leave that area alone? Like they're almost like lookouts. That's my two thoughts on this. I might be reading too much into it.
Yeah, we're reading way too much into it. I think it's completely irrelevant.
But if you don't watch a lot of horror movies, and they always have this harbinger of doom before you keep going on. Like in Friday the 13th, it's Crazy Ralph. And he's like, don't go into these woods. Someone's going to kill you. And then that happens. So this is kind of the same thing. Hey, don't go past that river. Someone's going to kill you.
And nothing happened.
Well, they would have been murdered if he didn't know Tommy. I don't know if they would have accepted them.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I just thought it was interesting if they were lookouts and they were like just telling people to not venture that way because they're in leagues with Dracula's.
And Wolfman.
And then we have Joel's PTSD, I'm assuming, or dementia or exhaustion or sleep deprivation.
Oh, that. You're skipping the whole...
No, it happens right here. He walks outside. That's when it first happens.
Oh, when he's like, yeah, it gets a
he
little...
He said it's the cold, but I think it's...
Oh, the anxiety attack.
Yeah, panic attacks.
It's clearly a...
But what they keep showing, he wants to do so much. They've been traveling for 3 months. He's exhausted. He doesn't sleep, apparently, because he's like, I'll take this fucking 12-hour shift. Are you serious? You just... Who knows how long you walked?
Well, HBO has to hit on, you know, they have to check all the boxes. So mental health is definitely one that they haven't checked yet. So I'm really
I agree with that.
No, they've shown,
because there's some other shit in this episode that they do.
He definitely has the ramifications this whole season with his daughter.
Was there a mini game in the game where you had to
combat
his mental health?
No, but
he had dreams.
He had the dreams where he can't remember things. And if you saw your daughter get murdered, you're going to be fucked up. That's just how it is. Like
25 years later?
We've talked about this too. He's been holding all these emotions, and every time she gets brought up, he shuts it down. He's slowly coming to terms with that.
He's like a big safe.
Yeah. You got to crack that eventually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then the fireside chat.
Yeah, he's losing his edge. Like Ellie's packing heat. You know what I mean? Like she's drinking booze. Like what's next? She's going to start turning tricks for some crank.
Is that what makes you a man?
No, I'm saying he's like just...
She's got guns.
He's just letting her slide with everything.
You're going to fuck whatever you want to fuck.
He just like doesn't give a fuck anymore. Before, she couldn't do anything. Straight and narrow. Exactly as I say.
He's accepting her as a member, a functioning man. She saved his life.
Booze.
That's
Dustin.
A sip, and she didn't like
she's
it.
She's carrying guns.
Why does he have
and
booze?
And drinking. Oh, you know what that leads to. Pregnancy.
He's going to stay up all day, but he's going to drink. So you're going to fall asleep just because you're getting boozed up, buddy. He's trying to kill all these memories. I don't know what the hell his problem is.
Well, yeah, but she's also drinking. Yeah, he's
she
bringing
had a
her
sip.
Down.
She had a sip.
Yeah, that's how it starts,
it's a gateway
Justin.
Sip.
And you should know.
Yes.
You started off with a sip. Now look at you.
And she started off with one bullet, and now she's going to start shooting all the bullets.
You're a sloppy bastard.
I'm drunk right now. Yeah. But yeah, that's the sheep. He wants to be the shepherd. I guess that's the terms they're trying to show here, that Joel's still a protector.
Oh, I just wanted to make a joke about her turning tricks for crank.
Oh, I also wrote sheep fucker.
Okay, better.
There you go.
Better. Thank
this
you, Justin.
This guy's not one of us. He's a sheep fucker.
This guy's a
he
sheep
said he
fuck
fucker.
A sheep.
But yeah, I mean, they had some stuff like on the nose. Like, I guess I'll herd some sheep.
This guy's a goat fucker.
No, I thought it was a sheep fucker.
Was it sheep or goat?
I'm pretty sure it was a sheep fucker. This guy's not one of us. He wants to fuck
a sheep. Oh, that's funny. They kick him out.
And then she wants to be an astronaut because mm-hmm. she saw the ocean and yep. she saw a wall. So the only way to go is up.
Your mother's an astronaut is
or
what I
something.
Say.
William, are you familiar with Sally Ride?
Yeah, I knew every astronaut who she named because I'm obsessed with NASA.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, seriously. Like Jim Lovell was the guy on Apollo 13. I forget who else she named. Sally Ride was the
she
first
named Buzz
woman
Aldrin.
In space.
No,
Buzz Aldrin
third
was
woman
the first.
In space.
Second man on the moon.
No, Sally Ride was the third woman in space. She was the
first
American
woman. Yeah, the Ruskies did it way back.
Yeah.
Well, there's no proof. Svetlana
Kosoflisky.
We shall be the first one with broad on moon.
Save a space shuttle ride a cowboy. Am I right, Nick? Yeah. That was Sally Ride's motto.
There's a very popular conspiracy theory that has gained a lot of traction that suggests that Yuri Gagarin was not the first man in space. That the Russians fucked up several times to put a guy, they basically put a guy in space and they couldn't bring him back. And there's like evidence to support this.
I heard that one.
And so they basically like landed in China and crash landed and Yuri was the first guy that survived.
Okay, cool. Who cares?
I like this theory. Well, I think it's relevant to the show for sure.
Yeah.
Explain.
Because she didn't
it's
say
more
Yuri.
Interesting than the show.
Well, then how is it relevant to
this
the
is
show?
A Will fireside chat right in here.
Where's Chase?
I'd like to talk more about this.
We saw the Apollo 16 rover at the South Carolina State Museum over the weekend.
Did you really?
Pretty cool. It was a replica, but
Sally
they had an actual astronaut
ride.
Suit there. Yeah, they had a literal astronaut suit, like the physical thing in a glass
case. Yeah, but
case.
No astronaut.
Nah, person's probably dead. I forgot whose
that
it was.
That person?
Well, someone wore it.
Yeah, but they didn't reuse it for like
there's
the next
like
astronaut.
There's only like two Apollo astronauts still alive.
It's Apollo 16. That's what it was from.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And it's on loan 16. From the Smithsonian. Mm. That's what it
and
says.
So they
on the
gave
card.
It to the South Carolina State Fair.
Not a fair, the museum. Oh, South fair. Carolina State Museum.
I definitely thought you said fair. This makes more sense now.
I thought come on down to Rover Fair.
We got ourselves an astronaut suit.
On loan in a plastic bubble. $10, you can wear it. Just don't get no ketchup on it, though.
It's from Smithsonian.
Yes, the Smiths own it. We are loaning it. The Smithsonian.
Yeah. This is State Fair loaning it.
Oh,
you could
fella
fit a feller right in there, and they wouldn't even die in space.
Get this. I think maybe 0.02% of attendees at a fair could fit into an astronaut suit. That's being generous.
People were much skinnier in the 70s.
Especially at the South Carolina State Fair. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I haven't been to the official South Carolina State Fair, but now I want to go.
It's just like how we're describing it.
I've been several times.
Mars rover, send your rover on over. And I don't know. That's what they do at the State
good.
Fair.
No.
Stick to your scripted jokes.
I don't have too many.
You leave the
jokes.
Ad libbing to me, Justin.
Yes, that's funny. That's a good Sally Ride. Thanks, Sally Ride.
That's how we. Joel and Ellie didn't have any kind of conversations like that. You can tell we care about each other.
No, that's the hard part to get through this. Like, she tries so hard to talk to him, and he's just. Could you imagine if I was with you for 3 months and I always says, yep, yep? You would fucking kill me. Well, you would slit my throat in the middle of the night.
All right.
Yeah, but he's
on.
Also
so
keeping
to,
her
to
alive.
Cut back to
so.
The
she
end
kept
of
him
the
alive.
Last.
Once.
At the end of the last episode, it's like he tries to start a conversation with her after obviously the horror
oh,
they go
like,
through.
Nope.
But then she walks off. She's not
because that was too serious for her at that time.
She was
which is
not
fair.
Available.
But that's fair game. She didn't want to go into her memories. That's their similarities. That's fine.
Right. But my point is, I think it's a little bit of back and forth on the lack of.
I know. I'm just
give and
I'm
take.
Calling for 3 months. That's all. Make it a couple weeks.
Well, I think, find a car or something. Get them over there.
I don't fucking need 3 months of them walking for him a cobbler scene.
So Justin just wanted the opening scene to be like Joel with his huge beard and then playing in the snow like with having a snowball fight.
You can build
look,
a snowman.
It's 3 months later because everybody's like, what? Joel being lively?
So hang on.
No, it should have been.
They traveled from where?
Kansas City.
To where?
Kansas City, Missouri to Wyoming.
Missouri to Wyoming.
Right, so that was my one question. It took 3 months to do that?
On foot. Because they couldn't find any mode of transport. A bicycle hanging out somewhere?
Dodging infected? We don't know what raiders they
like
ran
I
into.
I could walk faster than that. Hang on.
With no food?
Kansas.
Yeah. Limited supplies, limited calories, a pack
right,
on
so
your
let's,
back.
Let's assume.
Cave dwelling.
Yeah. Eating conies.
Let's assume.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're eating. They talk about hunting rabbits, but he's like, well, I'll show you one day. Like, what have you been eating the whole time?
I thought he was going to do an Elmer Fudd joke.
What the fuck have y'all been doing? How have y'all been surviving?
Where in Wyoming?
They don't always say.
The hole?
They don't. Jackson or something?
Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson, I think, was it.
All right.
Then they go to Colorado. That took 5 days. Well, so
okay, maybe
they had to tap the Rockies.
While.
And a horse, though.
So it'd be a 266 hour walk.
Yeah.
So
divide that by days. What you got?
Let's say
is
they
it
walk
3 months.
Let's say they walk 5 hours.
Is that they
day?
Don't sleep?
5 hours a day.
I think they're doing more than 5 hours a day. They're probably pulling 12 hour days.
So it's like
know.
50.
Sun
yeah, that makes sense.
Because
5 hours a day is 53. Wait, no, I did that wrong. No.
Yep.
I'd say sun up to sundown, they're probably walking.
Actually, 3 months with... checks out.
Yeah.
I should have been prepared. Yeah. I should have.
No, I agree on that. I'm fine with the timetable. I just get him, find him a car, find him a bicycle, find him something else.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is my next note.
What?
Damn.
What is that? What does that relate to?
When they cross the river and they see the
you
damn.
You should save the jokes to Wilkinson.
3 months to tell.
Will Livingston.
Will
I
Livingston,
presume.
I thought it was Wilkinston.
Well, they did miss a part where she said, like, hey, I tried
to... Is Will Livingston the guy, the joke guy,
the
book
pun,
guy?
Yeah. The pun book.
Okay.
It took her the 3 months to tell Joel about her blood sacrifice to try and save Sam. Like, that's what came up. And he didn't... I thought he was going to freak out, like, why don't you fucking tell me that guy was fucking feral?
No.
You should have said something.
Kid was
it's
fucking feral.
It's been 3 months, you haven't said shit. And he's like, yeah, yeah, your blood doesn't work that way. We'll find someone else that can put in a...
Nah, I'm fine with that. She would have... He would have been fine with that.
What the circular thing is called? Trans...
Circle.
No.
Sphere. The globe. Ball.
Centrifuge. There we go.
Centrifuge was my next
one. They got to centrifuge your blood. That's what they got to do to it. They got to find science
stuff. What does that do? Like separate the whatever parts of it?
I'm not a scientist, Nick.
Well, Will teaches at a seminary school.
But he's not a scientist.
What does a centrifuge do?
Does I think it separate the centrifuge, it does separate it by like it, certain, I guess, parts of the blood are heavier. So I'm not exactly
stick
sure.
Stick to music, Will.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, he's close. Separates various components of any fluid, not
right,
just blood.
Right, I know. It's not just blood.
It's no, achieved by spinning the fluid at high speed.
Sweet.
Therefore, the different densities. I know densities,
science.
Liquids from solids. Ice cream from milk.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, River of Death. That's what they go to next.
Which?
It was just a bridge.
Which amounted to absolutely nothing.
Over calm water.
Well, we're not sure which river the River of Death
was. And it doesn't matter.
Because I think they're all full of shit. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, that
they
was
were
a key plot
lying
point,
to them.
And I think
so
it's going
to
return in episode 9.
Damn. Will so, yeah. Livingston, I presume. And
then we have mountain bandits. They just show up. The music starts to intensify for no reason because, like, well, we don't have any signifiers here that something bad's going to happen. The stuff is, and over the ridge, they didn't hear these people coming, I guess. Eh. 12 horses.
It's snow.
Yeah,
it's
I guess. Clydesdales or whatever the hell they had.
It's a great sound depressor.
So I did enjoy the dog being trained to detect
yeah,
the
infected. That was fun.
That was pretty
it's
cool.
It's fine.
And that yeah, dog was whatever. So sweet. Poor training on their part. I don't think the dog should be like licking faces.
Just
and
manufacturing
whatnot.
Some drama.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm kind of annoyed but by this whatever. Episode was like, well, did we need to do all this?
Right. We did not.
Do we need this extra scene? Who cares? Like, I understand they would have done that. But Joel also would have checked Sam and them for infected wounds. Or not for infected, for wounds. And he didn't do that. So
yeah.
It's kind of calling them bullshit.
It's a TV show.
But then this is more of his paralyzed by fear, panic attack. He's like losing his mind. He can't think of anything. Well, what'd he do in that situation anyway?
That's what I'm
throwing
saying.
Throwing himself like, in front of a bullet?
What was it? I mean, there was like, what was it, like 10 of them with rifles
at
all drawn
10.
On them? Get
yeah.
the fuck out of here.
There's nothing you can say or do yeah. in that situation. He's like, I could have saved her. They wouldn't.
I think he's just making excuses. I think that's all bullshit.
Well, he says he keeps failing because he's like, now he's like all of a sudden just his
now
mind
he's like
is
a little
getting
bitch.
Out.
Careful
no,
what
I
you
think,
wish for.
I think that's more a result of the panic. I don't think there's any connection to like his daughter there. I think that's all.
I think
bullshit.
It's all.
I think he's making excuses
to his daughter.
He I mean, it might be a little column A.
Yeah, he just can't cope. He cannot cope with it. It's breaking his brain.
So then they go to the town.
No, I called it the wall. It looked like Game of Thrones, just like this giant.
Looked like the governor's
wall.
Commune from. Or that's what it reminded me of is like Walking Dead. I keep getting
oh
Dead.
Yeah,
then you had
which
whole,
I guess
like
makes
that.
Sense.
Bustling
but,
town,
which I think is an unfair comparison because if the world really did shut down and there's a handful of people left, I feel like these things are probably what would naturally happen. But nonetheless, I definitely got like whatever season of Walking Dead governor vibes. All of them working together, happy paradise
three
utopia.
Or four? I think that's four.
Yeah, I just thought about like Ian Malcolm.
It's a weird,
just seeing this whole town
King
life finds a way.
I think King Kong would be a funnier thing to say. What have they got in there, King Kong?
Kong yeah,
that is Tommy. Tommy, get your ass out of here, Tommy. That's what he said.
Sure.
I would have liked it better
did
if
you
he
just blow out the microphone.
No, I'd jump back.
No, he's just being.
Oh, that was smart. That was smart.
It would have been better if he did have his giant bushy beard, like a fucking brawny man, or who has a bushy beard? He didn't have a bushy beard, does he? Does
now
he
that you've beard? Said that, no. I am really bothered by the fact that he didn't. Have
and
a
then
beard.
Like he's like, I don't know who that guy is, and they do. Like,
but didn't they make a point to like talk about how whatever the actor's name is can't grow a beard?
Pedro
I feel like
Pascal?
I saw something.
That's yeah, my thoughts on it. But they can also do
well,
prosthetics.
I saw some sort of promotional video or something where he was talking about how he didn't think he would get the part because he physically can't grow a beard. Like, yeah, Joel's got a nice patchy.
Yeah. In the game, he has a nice beard. Mm-hmm. No, it just been funny if, like, he did have his giant beard and then, like, shave it away. Like, I don't know who you are, man. Shaves it away. Brother! Okay. And that's
brother's got a hug.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brother's got a hug.
I don't trust this brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably, I want to get to that in a minute. But, yeah, bad people don't always be bad. That was, like, one of their messages.
Well, the one thing I really didn't like about this one, the only detractor for me is
the biracial marriage.
No, the however, what's that girl's name?
Maria,
the black woman, Maria.
Tara.
The very like the stupid cheesy speech about how you can't trust anyone. And then she winks at the camera.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, come on.
Well, you can only be betrayed by the ones you trust.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
And he's like, I trust you, Tommy.
It's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's who's going to betray them now? No,
I trust you more than anyone else, Tommy. Tommy, I trust you, Tommy.
And then it immediately cuts to Tommy and Joel.
So, so this part, this town, this commune, as
town
they call it.
Exposition. You're right there, Nick.
Well, but... it doesn't happen until the second game.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I'm just saying. It's not in there. I'm not.
Well, I'm okay with that. That doesn't bother me.
So you get things. You get some peaks inside.
My overarching theory for this season, and I guess game one, was that Joel would not survive to the next season. So I don't really think he's dead right here, but... I'm okay with you telling me that, because it feels to me like there wasn't actually an interesting ending at the end of the last episode, or I don't know. It feels like it's going off script from what the story would be, if that makes sense. I'm not making a lot of sense here. It feels like there should have been a natural ending somewhere, and it has kind of surpassed that. But... I don't know. Thoughts?
You're talking about going to the other
place.
Can
you repeat everything you just said?
I know what he kind of means. Like, we got to a point where, and you thought he finds Tommy, he finds the answers.
This feels like a continuation of a story that's already ended.
Oh, it's not.
To me. Okay.
So we do have the town. They have a school. They got some church where it's like anyone's available to be whatever they want to be in this church.
Yeah, what are they flexing on these people for? They just came out of the woods. You're like, we got churches. Yeah. We got a church that has all faiths in it.
All denominations.
Electricity, sewers, hot water. There's so many houses. We don't have enough people to put them in. 300 people, by the way. 300 folks.
They had to drop the whole communism bullshit. God, it drives me nuts.
It was kind of cute, the communism.
Yeah, but commune doesn't necessarily mean communism.
She's not. Well, that's why she was being cute about it. Well, Joel was saying communism.
No.
Like, no,
she was
communism.
She was saying communism.
I think she was just using a pun.
No, she was saying that it is communism.
I didn't get that from her.
Yes, that's exactly what you were getting from her, because she's like, we all work and trade, and everything is all shared. It's communism.
Because at this point, when it's only 300 people, it's not that you could say it's just a communism.
It is communism.
Once it gets bigger, then it cannot be.
Communism
you can't
as a
do
political
it.
Movement.
Yeah,
it's just stupid. I don't know why they had to drop that in there.
They're saying we're all working together. It's 300 people.
They're checking boxes, Nick.
I know they're checking boxes. I picked up on it.
Why can't we all work together?
We can.
Established 2016.
But why can't you
They had a Bernie poster in the background. I don't know if you saw
that. Yeah,
I did see that.
Yeah. That's not socialism.
Then we have the bar scene, which no one's at the bar. I guess they're all working.
Well, they're getting ready for that movie later tonight.
No, but the whole thing is like...
I can't believe they still have bottles of labeled bourbon.
They have
years later.
But if everyone's doing their part, why does Tommy get to run the place? Just do whatever the fuck he wants. Shouldn't he have a duty to do at this moment? Is he on leave?
He was rectifying that house.
He was doing what?
He was rectifying that.
Not anymore. He just left.
Yeah, he's like, well,
you do double the work today. I'll take care of you the next day.
I mean, it's going to be there tomorrow. It's not like it's going to go anywhere.
So then we have,
they don't have deadlines.
It was kind of weird, but Joel also not trusting his brother right out the gate. Like, he didn't tell him shit. He lies to him over and over.
Well, there was too many people around.
No, it was just him and Tommy at the bar. No one else was there.
No, no, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
He initially says, well, I think the only, what does he lie about?
He lies about Tess. He lies about the girl. Tess. He lies about everything. Literally everything.
What does he say about the girl?
He's like, oh, she's trying to find her a weirdo firefly.
I understand him. I can understand him lying about.
He's trying to bait Tommy to see if he's still a firefly, if he's still involved in the movement. Okay.
Well,
I think that's
I can understand him not telling the truth about Ellie. Him not telling the truth about Tess kind of fits his character with not wanting to talk about.
There was too many people around.
I think there's no one there, Nick. It was just them. It was just two people in the bar.
No.
It was literally those two people.
They knew somebody was
paying,
watching.
They, too much for the extras
it's
outside.
It's all shared.
Well, Ellie just goes and does whatever she wants eventually. Let's see. Oh, then we find out that Tommy was following Joel the whole time. I was wrong last episode. I thought Tommy might have been the driver.
No, I told you.
Wait,
that.
Tommy was what?
Speaking of last episode, Joel says, you know, he's, or someone else says, oh, it's Kathleen. Her brother's the kind of guy that anyone would follow. And I was like, oh, maybe that's what Tommy was to Joel. But it turns out Joel was the one calling all the shots and Tommy was following him to a point where he's like, I'm done following my brother. I found this better community. And that's where the break was in their relationship.
It was a very long-winded explanation.
Yeah.
Well, what about fuck that bitch was looking at?
One more time?
Fuck what? Was that bitch looking at? That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
What, in the movie theater?
No, at the table when Ellie, they're sitting down and eating.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ellie yells at this little girl like,
oh,
fuck are you looking at?
They've never seen a kid speak like you. Like how
we've never seen a kid carry a gun before.
We didn't know they let little pale faces like you out in the wilderness. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'd like you to continue that.
Yeah, I just.
Because it sounds just terrible.
I just.
And then we throw out.
Started not knowing where to
finish. Is Tommy going to have a boy or is Tommy going to have a girl? He got Maria pregnant, and that's one of his reasons
Twins.
Of why. That'd be great. I call this one Tommy Boy. I call this one Tommy Girl by Hilfiger.
Twins?
Yeah, the twins. They're going to be hot. Don't worry about it.
Little mulatto kids. They always look good.
Oh, they will look good, probably, if they survive. And then
The abortion?
Why would Joel expect Tommy to do anything at all,
so
really?
I wrote that. Joel being very fucking selfish. Hey, Tommy, leave your life, your community,
exactly.
Your wife, your unborn child, and come to me to Colorado for reasons I won't explain
that,
to you.
That would piss me off. Like, dude, I've been living a good life here.
Yeah, what the
Why
fuck?
Are you coming to wreck my shit, man?
Yeah.
Just because you've off in fucking Boston bitching and moaning about where I am.
Yeah.
How would you find somebody else? You
murdering people.
Brother lover.
Brother lover.
Because he obviously resents him, but he also accepts.
Sister lover.
He resents him, but he accepts his part in what they did.
Which, she's a sister.
Yeah, he's murdering people, innocents out there. So I enjoyed that he kept his own part of it. No, that Tommy's not a complete asshole. I enjoy Tommy's character. I understood him more than I understand Joel for the most part. Like, Tommy's settled down. He doesn't want to do any of this bullshit anymore.
Yeah,
he's got a
boring.
Nice life.
Joel's more interesting.
Yeah.
But he's really not.
He's brooding, Justin.
Yeah, he's like Batman.
He's brooding.
He's Batman without all the gadgets. Same PTSD, though.
Yes.
Especially in Batman Forever. I mean, he's like freaking out all the time, like having those weird dreams.
Oh, I hated that one.
Oh, and like they put that little cone on his head.
That's the one with Iceman, right?
No, that's Batman and Robin.
No, that's the one with Tommy Lee
Which
Jones.
Which Batman
and,
Forever might be worse. I hate that movie. I hate both those movies.
Both those movies.
Batman Forever is god awful. Anyways, period cup.
It's
Diva
a
cup.
Menstrual cup. You missed, Justin. Were you paying attention?
I did.
You missed the top 10 boys, the hottest boys.
I
Do you know?
Did you see that, Will?
No.
It was on that bulletin board.
I didn't see Hot Boys.
Oh, I did see that from like 19 or 2002 or 2003.
Who is the hottest boy, Will?
Oh, I didn't. Jacob. I don't know. My guess would be Aaron Carter.
No, it was like boys around the town.
Johnny come lately.
Freddie Thompson is the hottest boy.
But Fred Thompson, the senator?
The actor? The Ben Monty and his haircut was catching up. She had an arrow pointed to him, and right next to his name, it said haircut.
Oh, I apologize. I missed that.
Makes
completely.
Him look better or something like that.
Speaking of haircuts, haircut scene. That's where they catch up.
We just glossed over that menstrual cup for the win.
What are you talking about a menstrual cup for?
It's a lot more practical than tampons.
I agree. Yeah. You got to wash it out somewhere, though.
Well, yeah. You just go to the River of Death.
Yeah, I hope
that's why they call it that. Infected. There's so many menstrual cups being cleaned out in that river. It's run with blood.
If it ran
it's
blood.
It's a heavy flow kind of day.
Yeah.
All these chunkies in this one.
Oh, Justin.
What do you do with that?
Why is there a uterine wall in my drinking water?
You ever heard of chunkies, Will?
No.
It's the uterine wall. It's not just blood, you know.
Yeah. It's the wall shedding.
Yeah. It's a watershed moment for William right now. Like, what?
And I decided to live with a woman? Sorry, Will.
I don't trust on that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die. That's my South Park.
You know what? We haven't really asked Will how the marriage is going. How is the marriage going, Will?
She lets me do this podcast once a week, so I'd say it's pretty
I'd say that's bad.
But he has to go to church for 12 hours a week.
You're right.
She lets you in your own house? You got to break up with her.
All right, so...
I'm every sitcom ever.
So we have the haircut scene.
This isn't working.
Yeah, the haircut scene where they kind of do their back and forth, and she's like, "Oh, I guess you're looking at my son's grave chalkboard."
Yeah, what the fuck? And
yeah, what was that?
What did we do? We need that scene at all?
Yes, because of my joke here.
It's gonna be foreshadowing.
Imagine this scenario where she goes hunting with what's his name again, Tommy. But they left Kevin home alone, and he got killed by clickers. Imagine that. Sully's booby traps in the town.
They just walk right over the ornaments. Doesn't even faze them.
Fuck this stairs. I hit him in the head with a paint can. Nothing. They tripped over my tripwire.
I had this whole plan laid out with crayon.
Oh, my God. This has been... Yeah, he gets murdered.
You just got a bunch of the infected going... Fritter, fritter, fritter,
fritter, fritter, fritter. I do kind of make some Joe Pesci-esque noises. You have the one seeing clicker who's Daniel Stern, who has one of those like froed out mushrooms.
Don't move. Sandy, don't visit the funeral homes, little buddy.
Or any homes in this house.
Yeah.
Or a town. Yeah, I just thought that'd be funny, a little scenario.
But we also got a vulnerable side of Joel.
Well, you're skipping way ahead.
Am I?
Yeah, they got all this information. Joel's a guy, be careful who you put your faith in. That's the whole conversation. So
Blah, blah, blah.
And then the movie part is this as well. It goes straight to the movie, which I looked up. Did you look it up?
I looked it up. It was with Neil Diamond.
No. Richard Dreyfuss. What the fuck did you look up?
What?
It's Richard Dreyfuss.
Neil Diamond?
You hear him talking the entire time. Like, that's Richard Dreyfuss.
What am I talking about?
It's called The Goodbye Girl from 1977. Richard Dreyfuss got an Oscar for this movie.
Did he?
30-year-old Oscar.
Oh, that movie. Yeah.
Adrian Brody beat him out. He was, at the time, the youngest to receive an Oscar at 30. But then Adrian Brody for The Piano, I think, was 29.
The Pianist.
Anyways... The plot of that movie is that this actor, he has this live-in girlfriend and her daughter, and then he just dips on him, right? And this guy named Richard Dreyfuss, he moves into the apartment. Unbeknowing to him, there's people living there.
The guy's name is Richard Dreyfuss?
Well, that's the character, the actor's name. And that's the plot. He has to like come to terms with these random people living in his house, and it's supposed to be a comedy. So maybe one day.
That's got nothing to do with the plot.
Well, it has to do with, like, it's two people trying to get through life.
What did I read? I read something on the trivia about, it was a Neil Simon comedy. I said Neil Diamond.
I don't know where you got that from.
And the Traveling Salvation Show. Everyone knows.
What did I write down? Joel.
Sweet Caroline.
And the next scene is Joel in that little like a shed. I was like, Joel's a lot of things, but he's no cobbler. Trying to fix his shoe.
With his duct tape.
No, he's trying to get the sole off to replace it. Like, do you know what you're doing?
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he was trying to peel the sole off to replace the sole and hammer it back into the shoe.
Wrapping duct tape
around. No, he was trying to take it off because it was damaged. That was a damaged part of his shoe, was the sole.
It's foreshadowing because he's trying to find his sole.
There you go. That's a good one.
Or he stole those Inuit snowshoes.
And then he just gave up his sole and his brother gave him a new sole. Here you go. These are some new shoes. Stop being stupid.
There it is.
Or he ate it and had soul food.
I could write for HBO.
Yeah. How else can we do this?
I don't have anything. No.
He did a couple of spins and sang some
Just
Motown.
Some guy at the writer's
he
table
had soul
light bulb moment.
All right. That was good. Good stuff, guys.
Or he denounces his faith and he has no soul.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
That's all you got. All right, so he keeps talking about failing everyone. Is he failing Ellie? Is he failing Sarah? Failing Tess? His ex-wife, who he hasn't brought up once, or his wife? Or
I don't know. He was being such a little bitch. Like, we wanted a little vulnerability, not you being a victim. Good God.
Well, whose ex-wife? Joel's
ex-wife? Well, Joel had to have some kind of lover to have Sarah, I imagine. So he's failed so many people in his life, he says. So I don't know who he's talking about in this scene specifically.
Sarah, I think.
Yeah, but now I think he's talking more about
Ellie.
Well,
we haven't seen her in a flashback, so she's not relevant.
She was in that flashback. Well, she's in that vision. He sees her for a second, her face and ornaments and whatnot.
Well, she is her face and every child. Whatever her name is, mother mentioned in the game.
I don't think so. It's just weird that he says, I failed my entire life. I fail. So he's got some kind of hang up on what he's been doing for his entire life, not just this pandemic.
Well, he's also been traveling for 3 months across really rough country and with this blabbering little teenager.
Also, just all the trauma he's put on himself in the past 4 or 5 months.
It's pretty fucked.
I mean, Kansas City, that was a long trip.
And then they
too.
Just watched these two brothers like kill themselves. Like, that was a fucked up scene.
And Ellie's like water off a duck's back.
Well, she's a kid. Kids are resilient.
They also find in studies that when kids have these kind of things, it comes back into their adult life. So maybe in the next game, they kind of do these kinds of motifs.
I mean, Ellie is not...
She can't be a normal kid.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so it just all comes back. You might think that's not bothering them, but it's bothering them. I have 2 kids, and I think I've seen that firsthand.
But everybody loves contractors.
Yes. Wait, you're jumping a little ahead.
Sorry.
There.
I have gaps in my notes here, Justin.
Well, this is when Pedro almost gets there for me. I talked about this. Like, he kind of goes in and out of an accent. He's trying so hard to cry, just like not happening.
I wish they would have just left him his name as Pedro instead of Joel, and he had a sombrero.
Or if he just had a Mandalorian hat on, he could probably do all these scenes
better.
Wait,
what do you mean he was going in and out of an accent?
It was kind of wavering. Yeah. It was weird. It's weird tones
in his voice.
He's
in and out
of
an accent all the time.
His
whole
normal
damn show.
Accent is a straight-up American accent.
Yeah, but then he has like the Southern Texas drawl that
he
tries to...
He has something he's trying to do. It just kinda,
oh, you're right.
It's kind of awkward in this scene where he's trying to do it quietly.
Yeah, it's not... It ain't good,
but
Tommy.
He almost gets there for me. He's doing very good work. It just didn't get over the hill. Yeah. Like, this was a good dramatic scene for him.
Senor.
I liked it. I didn't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem just saying he didn't get to the point where, like... What's his face? Nick Offerman got for me. I felt bad for that guy more so.
So glad that episode was a part of this series.
No, I liked the two kids, Sam and...
Yes, that was also very good.
Sam and Henry.
So then Ellie's up in her room, and then she finally brings Sarah up. Finally, she speaks the word to him. I know about your daughter. Don't you fucking say her word.
Say her word.
Say her name.
That's one of her words.
Don't say the word that we gave her for her word name.
How is your soul? Don't talk about it.
It's actually quite comfortable now. Yeah. Changed amount.
Yeah.
Reincarnation.
Yep. Got it.
We believe in it. And I believe in you, Ellie, eventually. Just not right now. Yeah. I don't want anything to fucking do with you. I'm not your dad, which is a great line.
Yeah. And you're not my daughter.
Well, she was really good in this scene where she's like, everyone's left me or died, and you're the only one that stuck by me. And then he's like, how about fuck you? Just like pieces out on her. Like, she just bare her soul to you, man.
He thought he was doing the right thing by her.
Lord. Well, he has no confidence anymore in himself at this point.
He is a little bitch.
He's not a little bitch. He's just coming. He's like, he's exhausted. I mean, so can I just have a moment for myself?
I mean, that's fair.
Can I have a me day? Can I get a makeover maybe? Oh,
having a me party.
Can I have a salon day?
Yeah.
That was a good line right
there. That was the salon joke.
The best salons in the world. Duh.
Got it. Who's been cutting your hair? It's like, what? Bitch. Yeah.
How'd you feel about that scene, William?
The fight. Whole thing. Well, like we already talked about. Wait, which scene?
The fight.
Well, they're fighting with each other and they're yelling at each other.
Oh, you're talking about Joel and Ellie.
I'm sorry. What scene are we talking about?
Where she's up in her room and he comes in to say, like, hey, I can't do this anymore.
He's like, fuck off. You're going with Tommy.
And then she drops it on him.
I didn't care. That scene was fine. That was fine. It was just weird that he immediately flip-flopped, like,
that's what
three
was
minutes
that,
later.
Yeah,
I think it threw Will off because that looks exactly like his bedroom right now. he has a trundle bed with
the
a lot
scene
of
was
pink
fine.
Pillows.
I don't know. I actually didn't mind it. I think it's
none
again,
of us are complaining about it.
Building on their relationship is fine with me. I don't care.
Well, Will, fine. I disagree. I actually didn't mind it.
Oh, shit.
I was praising her acting. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't mind the scene. I liked the scene. I thought that was necessary. I just didn't like the flip-flop, like you said, like how fast he turns. Like, what, eight hours maybe
yeah,
he slept?
He slept on it.
Yeah, he dreamt. Maybe he dreamt something good. And
then he was
going to
steal
it.
The horse, and then he's like, fuck,
but was
this
he
going to
steal the horse, or is he just lying about that, too?
I don't know.
I mean, his brother said, I would just give you
the only
a
time Joel's lied is when he was just feeling
when he
things
goes to
out.
Sleep.
Yeah.
He lies on his back.
Oh, all right.
She did have a good line, too. Are you going to... Oh, I'm jumping ahead. Sorry.
God damn it, Justin. What's next?
Who cares? Jump ahead.
Well, I'm jumping ahead to a line. Now they go. They leave.
Thank God.
Bye, brother. Yep. Bye.
See ya.
What about the weird look that Kiss Maria on the cheek. Gave Tommy and Tommy gave Maria?
I think they're both in cahoots. I think,
no shit.
I think...
Do you not remember?
Obviously, I don't remember. I told you. I don't remember what happened. Yeah. I think Tommy, obviously... I mean...
Well...
We
I won't say
prediction
anything.
A while ago that Tommy's going to betray Joel. I'm still on board with that.
Yeah, when you
that
say
seems kind of
trust, who do you trust
point.
The most? Well, you shouldn't trust that person unless you really trust them. But then they're going to betray you because you trust them. Because if you betray someone, it's like the Harry Potter and the thing. Like, yeah, make sure you don't fall in love with anybody. Be sure for people. Be aware of people who love you. Yeah. Like that's what it is. Like you can't trust anyone then. So good luck, little girl. Anyways, so they,
I can't believe Tommy, you betrayed me after I specifically asked you not.
So that's it. Then they go off and everyone's happy. All of a sudden, Joel's like telling him about what he did as a contractor.
That was the best 5 minutes of the show.
Democracy, what football is, and how football is an analogy to this whole fucking show. How you just keep going, and you start over, and then you keep going, and you start over, and then you keep going.
It's like football is like an allegory to war, like conquering.
No, what how he said it. Yeah, all you're doing violent. Is moving to the other side. That's the whole show is a moving from one side of the field to the other, but you keep fucking starting over because
kinda.
You're getting
but violent
first. Yeah. Yep. And they're very violent. So
yeah. We'll
that
see
was
what they did there.
A decent one. Was,
they had to complain about football. Yeah. Fucking shit.
How can we make football better? 4th and 15.
Clickers on the field.
XFL rules. 4th and 15s. Let's do it. You know what that is?
What?
Instead of doing like an onside kick, they can do a one play for 4th and 15 to retain possession to go for instead of an onside kick.
In the XFL?
XFL.
Have you been watching the XFL?
Wait, no, but I read about this rule.
That doesn't make any sense.
Instead of doing an onside kick, they have a one play that's 4th and 15. So they either convert it or they don't, and the other team gets
you're not
like an
allowed
onside
to
kick.
Onside kick.
Oh, that's stupid.
Why is that stupid? That's entertaining. Is it's it? More you more likely at 4th and 15 to get an onside kick.
It's
way more
technically
likely.
Not. It's not fourth down. It's just like a.
Yeah, it's just a. It's a suicide. It's
yards.
A sudden death play.
Yeah, I just don't
so
like
if you
it.
Get it, you get possession. If you don't get it, they get possession.
Well, that's a fun way to look at it.
It is fun for XFL.
I wouldn't
XFL.
Want it in the NFL. Yeah.
No, onside kicks are stupid. Like they're what 0.1% chance they succeed.
But when they do,
it is exciting.
It's
but it's
pretty
so
sweet.
Rare, especially the now.
An onside kick is just somebody who figured out how to bend the rules.
But you also have to be extremely lucky every time.
Well, they made it harder. Takes, like 3 years ago, they made it significantly harder.
Yeah, 4th and 15, way more likely. Anyways, now they're going. They do all this. This is where he's all of a sudden the best fucking dad in the world. Teacher tried to shoot a gun. And I guess they're going to show her how to hunt eventually.
I think he's got split personalities.
He might be breaking, but maybe he's breaking good right now. East Colorado, we're there at the Monkeys.
So instead of crystal meth, it's like applesauce?
Crystal, God damn it, Nick. Monkeys, I was like, I don't want to, I was reading Monkeys that said crystal. Monkeys, Fireflies, they left, there's Raiders. That only happens this scene, just like, hey, we're at a hospital. Yep. Fucking, why even have
like
this
Silent
scene?
Hill. I thought something was going to jump out for sure.
They did. They make it that way, but could you just fucking just shown up and then had the Raiders come there and they have to walk through this whole place?
Well, my note on the Raiders was just
baboons.
It was such a weak interaction with the Raider. Like, it was just, well, there was nothing to it. I don't know.
They had no weapons.
They could have done something more emotional with Maria shooting.
Or he could have just fucking taken them all out some way, shape, or form. Like, they're in and out of these buildings.
Well, he didn't know what they had on them. They could have had guns. He didn't know what kind of weapons they had.
Just start picking them off.
Yeah.
I wanted them to throw down.
They just wanted to leave. They had a horse. Which I'm surprised if, like, someone leaves a horse, you wouldn't take their fucking horse.
Well, they were around the front. This was around the back.
Oh, well, they came on.
He's not a murderer.
And it's a huge
building. He
doesn't
want to kill anymore.
I know, which is...
Anyways, one of the Raiders had a freaking baseball bat and busted it on a tree. That's how the Shiv became a Shiv.
Well, and he should have left the Shiv. He would have known to have left the Shiv in. Yeah, you don't pull that out on the battlefield, dude.
Yeah.
He would have known.
Maybe. No, I think that that medical advice came out in about 2005. So I don't think he would have known.
It didn't. Even in the Civil War,
he didn't
want to
get splinters in his wound, Nick.
They don't. You don't pull out things on the like that. I mean, because then you're going to start losing a shit ton of blood.
Or if you at least do it, wrap it up.
Well, I think you don't pull it out unless
you can get off the battlefield.
I think you leave
it
in if you know you're going to make it to a hospital.
Yeah, you got
to
wrap it no matter what. You got to close that wound.
Not a lot of working hospitals.
I think you can't leave it in.
Also, his brain's all fuzzy.
Well, that's my point. I think if he leaves it in, doesn't that make him more susceptible to the bacteria and the disease?
Well, they just needed to get out of there so he didn't...
Also, splinters.
Right, so he ripped it out, and then he got out.
No, because then he loses too much blood.
Anyways, he wants to die. He hates his life.
We had one cool moment where he got the guy by the neck. That's from the game, where he chokes people out. That's exactly the same animation from
the game. He breaks his neck?
Yeah, he chokes around the game, then breaks their necks.
Yeah, the whole...
You gotta be extremely strong to do that, but okay.
Yeah, over and over again.
Post-commune, their travel to, like, the college campus.
5 days.
What college was that, by
East
the way?
Colorado.
East Colorado.
Big Horns.
Yeah. So, yeah, that all felt like a video game to me.
It was almost shot for shot.
Except you didn't encounter a lot more things.
You do, yeah. And there's
so is that the end of the first game? They get there and there's nothing there?
No.
No, that's the exact thing that happens.
Yeah.
Fireflies have another place that they're holed up in. Oh, yeah, it was a fireplace. Fireflies.
It was.
Center.
But that's exactly what happens in the game. It's abandoned and then you run into a bunch of raiders. No, but it's a lot more.
Yeah, not four.
Does he get stabbed in the chest?
Yeah, I don't remember. Does he?
I think he's like falling out of a window or something when that happens.
Oh, glass shard.
Yep.
So he gets a little injured.
That's pretty cool, a glass shard. But then this is more like that's just what happens in this world. You might fucking have someone run up on you.
I mean,
break
that's
a
true.
Bat
that's
against
true.
A tree. Him better off. He took the blow to his head and she just shot him.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it. And then he falls off his horse.
And now, oh, like Shane.
That's
is that in Shane?
Yeah. So at the very end of the movie Shane, he walks off,
but he's injured.
But you're pretty sure he's dead, but you're not sure he's dead.
Right.
So
makes me think of Shane Black, and they had a Christmas tree in the town. I forgot about Christmas is going on. So
Christmas time snowiness is what I thought.
And
about.
For our quiz now, that's it till next week. Our quiz. Were you paying attention? I did the tallies, guys. Nick, you're winning.
What, shit.
11
I
points.
I knew I should have missed last week.
William, you have 9 points. Chase bringing up the rear at 4. All right. So I'll give William the first question this time. What dessert is on the table for Joel and Ellie at the cafeteria area there? What do you want to call it? The mess hall or something?
It's pie.
Well, what kind?
Shit. I should have been paying attention.
You shouldn't have said that part. Now you give Nick a chance.
I feel like Nick probably knows.
Throw out one.
Let's see. What would make sense for out there? I don't know. Pecan pie?
No.
Apple?
No. It was pumpkin. Is there pumpkin or sweet potato?
I was going to guess pumpkin, but I was like, there's no way there's pumpkin.
Wait, pumpkin or sweet potato? So you don't know?
I don't know for sure. But I know
bullshit. I get that one right.
I know it wasn't pecan. I know it wasn't what you said. Apple.
How do you know it wasn't pecan?
Yeah, but he said pie.
Grind the pecans down.
I think Will gets that one.
No. It's a slice of pumpkin pie.
You don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee. I know there's no pecans
give me half a
on
point.
Top.
How do you know it wasn't apple?
Because there's no slice of apples in it. It's very clear.
They were rotten apples.
What if they, like, trimmed it up?
I'll give William a point.
Yeah.
You're right.
Good.
He got pie. That looked like good, like, homemade, beautiful pie.
Well, it's communism.
It's all homemade.
It looked like good
Nick,
pecan
what's
pie.
The foal's name?
Sorry?
What's the foal's name?
The foal's?
Baby horse.
Nick.
What's the baby horse's name?
Lightning.
No.
I have no idea.
You're kind of close. William?
Thunder.
Dash.
No, Shimmer.
Oh, Shimmer.
Oh, that's right. Shimmer. I forgot about that.
I thought you were talking about Nick Foles.
That's what I was saying. I was trying to trying to hit you.
All right.
Should have guessed Nick Foles.
Y'all just scream out your answer for this because it's throwing three questions.
I'm not going to raise my fucking hand. Yeah.
What date did Kevin die? Just say it if you know it.
9/11.
I have no idea.
No.
shit. Date and year?
Oh, yeah. If you get anything close, I'll give you something.
If I get the month, will you give me the points?
No, I need a day for this one. You probably know
all
the
right,
month.
April 4th. April 4th, 2004.
No, it was 9/20/2003.
Damn, I was close.
What'd you say?
I said 9/11.
Oh.
You were close.
Yeah. I was closer than Will.
You were just saying very
I was close. 9 days off.
Nine times?
All right. 9 days. And for the bonus, I'll go back and forth. There's four I saw, I think. What four things? I'll go with
me?
William first.
Right.
You just name me one right now, William. Had a firefly symbol on it at the university. Name one of the four.
The sign pointing to the building.
And if you can tell me the name of that building, I get an extra point.
The something research
no.
lab. I don't know.
Do you know the name of that?
William H. Macy Building.
The Biomedical Sciences Building.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nick, do you have another one that you saw?
On the travel plans.
No.
No.
William?
It was on the whiteboard, right?
No.
The map?
No.
There was a firefly on the...
Ellie.
On the tree.
The monkey.
It was on a tree.
No, I didn't see one on a tree. If you have a picture, I'll take it.
I saw it on the tree. I'll send it to you. I'll make
He's
it
just going to draw one.
There was one yeah. on a monkey.
I'll give you one more, Nick.
All right.
Give me one more.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
They were on the dumpster in the background.
I don't remember that.
The staircase behind them when they first walk in, and they're looking at the little tabs and whatnot. Sure. And then I think there was one on the building when the Raiders attacked them on the building behind them. That was a hard one to see. I didn't go back to look. So, yeah, that's it.
Well,
so right now, Nick and Will are tied at 11, just like that.
Just like that.
And Chase, you still have four. We'll probably never speak to Chase again. So there's only three more left. Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, predictions for next week. What are they doing? They're going to Salt Lake City now.
Yeah.
They're going back to the commune.
The Utes.
100% going back to the commune to get hit.
I hope they don't go back anymore.
They're not
else.
Going back to the commune until...
I think they're going back to the commune.
That's a five-day trip.
It's so
backwards.
Weird
backwards.
That they would have that massive set and only spend like 20 minutes there.
Well,
they're also making season two
It'll
already,
be a
so.
Set for later.
Yeah, season...
Hey, spoilers. I don't know if that commune survives season one.
Well, you just said you didn't care about it being the second season.
You're right.
Again.
I did say
you already knew that.
I shouldn't be suggesting.
You need to be more...
present.
I need a more pacific.
Consistent is what I was looking for.
I think they have to. I mean, there's only three episodes left, so you don't have much room to fuck with now.
I think there's a lot of room left. I have no idea what is going to happen in three episodes.
I know one thing. I won't say it to spoil you, that they have to go back in time to look at, so I won't say that out loud.
Oh, they're going back in time. It's a time travel story.
Ooh, yes. That'd be fun.
We got to get this horse to 88 miles an hour.
Right. And remember, it's time cop rules, so if you touch yourself, you'll evaporate in the thin air.
His fucking hooves are falling off. This is going like down this hill.
And take this picture of you. That way you know if you're going to die or not.
No,
if you have to have sex with your mom.
It's her diva cup. Her blood keeps disappearing in it.
Her diva blood.
What?
Because of the cup. The menstrual cup, the diva cup.
I'm getting
it's a brand.
Younger or something.
Just
well,
wait,
I definitely,
Will.
I still think in the last episode, I really still don't think Joel survives the season. I think that
he might not survive.
I'm
the
gonna
next
abstain
episode.
Because I know.
Yeah, I know what happens too, so I will not say.
I don't think, and I think. Well, Tommy, I mean, I think we're all on board. It's certainly Yeah, they I wish it wasn't so obvious. Tommy and Maria are going to.
What if it was Tommy Lee?
Unless they do it to subvert us, they're going to fuck the
game. I would just be interested in why. Like, what's the point of it? I mean, they left. I could see before, like, oh, Tommy runs and tells Maria, oh, she's infected. We need to get her out of here. But they let her. Well, he did.
Like a little bitch.
Well, he did. He ran right to the movie theater and, like, gave her some, like, wink, wink message. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Well,
but
he was saying that it's only the first trimester. They should still be doing it.
Oh, okay.
And be careful when
I can
fly.
Read lips.
You can fly in planes right now. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for next week, yeah.
We can still build that roller coaster.
I think it makes sense that they would go back to where they came from because that, assuming Joel's incapacitated, then that seems like an easy place for Ellie to get him to.
I think he goes in some kind of dream state and you just go to all of
a flashback
backstory of Joel and then some weird
him,
naked,
return
him as a singer
weird naked
a Motown
oh, that'd be
singer.
Great. It's just a complete fuck
it's
you.
A musical yeah. episode
it's just oh, him man. As one of the four tops for some reason
it's a musical
it's him
dream.
And Frank Sinatra hanging out the Rat Pack
he's one of the pips.
I like that idea. He's clean shaven. He's beautiful. And Ellie's like a flapper or something. He's in his dreams. And then like his daughter's there and she gets murdered right in front of him.
I can't escape it even in my dreams.
On a drug deal gone bad for some reason.
But he forgot to tell you how much his salary is. $80,000.
And then he wakes up and he's like, oh, I'm fine. You stitched me up. And then she bumps her head. And then you go into an Ellie flashback. And it's just the whole episode just bouncing around. And Tommy has an adventure with dinosaurs. And it's just like a big fuck you to the audience. This didn't happen in the game.
In your wildest dreams, you're co-running a bed and breakfast with Satan.
But in all seriousness, I think there will be some flashbacks. You're going to flesh out some of these characters a little more than I think.
I'm not going to lie. I like. I don't like the idea, but I think HBO is going to take this podcast into account, and they're going to do the Fever Dream episode.
That would be hilarious. Stop in the name of love. You just have Joel singing.
In different eras.
Oh,
does
yeah.
the game does the first game end in Salt Lake City? I assume
the Olympics. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
He does like a grunge video.
He does a luge down the luge track to
NBA
kill the bad
All-Star
guy.
Game.
Big luge fans.
There's one big fucking what are they called brutal roots or something that from the last episode.
Are you talking about Georgia, the country of Georgia?
I'm talking about the luges in the Salt Lake City Olympic. Oh. Facilities.
You don't remember like those losers like they died.
You're talking about street losers?
No, it was from the Olympics. They were from the country of Georgia and they ended up dying in a luge accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know
that's
that.
That's why I thought you were talking
no,
about
No, I used to do some skateboard luging when I was a kid. You just go down the hill and put your back on a skateboard. It's fucking dangerous as shit.
I know.
You gotta watch out for cars, man. No, I really think
and
they'll
the
be
street.
Yeah, they'll be going. I mean, they're just gonna hole up somewhere. Some weird naked Indian's gonna come help him out and solve Joel's problems. Maybe
with
the Inuits come back or something. Oh yeah, he goes on a freaking a walkabout.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a sweat lodge kind of situation.
Oh, you could do that. Yeah,
that'd
with
be
Danny
fun.
Trejo. That'd be pretty sweet. Bring him in. Might as well.
Yeah, he's the only person that hasn't been in this film. Am I right?
Or the guy from the cabin.
What if they swapped out Pedro Pascal and Danny Trejo like mid season and didn't
Dude,
say a word or address
Danny
it at all?
Danny Trejo is Joel? I'm on board.
Yeah. Joel, you have a tattoo of a woman on your chest. Oh, that's funny.
Is that Johnny?
I don't something? Know if Danny Trejo can grow a beard either.
Oh, he can grow a mustache.
Yeah.
That's true.
Made out of machetes.
Nobody can escape his mustached giggle.
I don't know. There's only three left. The last one's the very end. So we got two more fillers.
Yep.
And I don't know what else happens between here and there. So I know what happens in the last. I think the last episode will be like 2 hours long. These two probably
maybe
about an hour.
I think
we're going to get another Bill flashback next week. It's just going to be his story with Frank.
We already did that.
What you missed.
No, no, no. It turns out
just
they
hard,
survived.
Hard sex.
I was just saying it's all the butt sex.
Yeah, they
meanwhile, at Bill and Frank's, oh, right there, right there. Oh.
It just it's an episode check-in with everyone you met. Remember Tess? This is who she was before this. Or just a whole flashback of Joel being a complete asshole, like murdering all these people. And he's like Machete. He's just like, fuck you. It's like an action movie. He's just cutting down all these kids. We don't have food for you. Like slices heads off.
And then you cut back to Bill and Frank fucking in that hole that they met in. It's like, why are we having such drastic scenes? You have Joel hulking out, chopping people in half with a machete.
So good.
Two gays fucking in a hole in the ground.
Oh, that's where you can bring back Danny Trejo. He has to defeat Danny Trejo or something for his village. That's the end of the episode. I'm cutting Danny Trejo's head off.
And then it's just
that's a fallen episode.
And then they change the name of the show to The Last of the Mohicans.
Justin, is this better or worse than House of the Dragon?
I like the characters more in that show.
I agree with that.
But I like that this show is shorter.
Yeah. at least shit happens in this show. I mean, it took it a while.
I totally disagree with that. Nothing happens in this show.
More happens in this show than happens in House of the Dragon.
They're probably on equal
playing. That's a slow burn. But shit happens.
Slow. Very slow. It's like we got excited about kids fighting at that show.
No, it's not that nothing happens. It's nothing big happens. It's nothing little happens. Political
They chopped the one guy's head in half. That was cool.
I will give tongues. I'll give The Last of Us the one... on this side about the cinematography, I think is better. It's because it looks
I agree
real.
With that. No, I agree.
You
with
think The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Looks better. Yeah, okay. I thought you said, I don't know.
No, House of Dragon looks, it's fantasy.
It looks fake.
So
House of the Dragon
of
looks
like crap.
Like low budget Game of Thrones almost.
But this show is beautiful. Like the scenes where we didn't talk about the nature scenes
just
they had
mountain,
in there. The silhouettes of them walking. Like, you mentioned Westerns. I mean, you got all of that, and it's gorgeous.
Yep. It is.
And you can't even, it's like hard to fuck up a shot when it's that pretty.
I know,
and natural
it's so
lights.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just all the on location filming is.
Yes.
That's why I said Django Unchained, is because Django had these like long, extended scenes of them just kind of traveling out west. And that's what it reminded me of.
I didn't revisit
they
Django.
Let it just, they let the show breathe. And just kind of showed this stuff.
And
that
that's what this episode was, a breather, because the last one was very tense and
killed
a
but
fucking
it
kid.
It wasn't
suicide.
Just filler.
Although I didn't like how it started. I didn't like, did you ever show that again? Him killing himself again? Is that necessary?
Yeah, wasn't.
We just watched the show.
Like, yeah, but you forgot.
I had to skip the ads. I had to skip through
Remember,
I had to skip through the title scene.
Yeah,
and I still see.
This is a big title
last
scene.
Week,
skip.
This is what happened.
The music sucks. The title sequence, anyways.
But to me, that was the.
What
most,
do you mean the music sucked? Isn't it the same music?
Didn't they have the Depeche Mode at the end?
Oh, that was a cool cover.
Yeah.
But that's about drugs, that song, but I guess it kind of works.
But also, you know.
It's my best friend.
Soul food.
If you take it for a little meeting, like, oh, that's my best friend. No, Ellie and Joel are best friends. But no, it's about drugs.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm on a ride with my best friend.
Isn't that weird that nobody sings about their best friend? But they'll sing about a metaphor of their best friends for drugs.
I mean,
who are these people? Why don't we look up to them?
Do we look up to Depeche Mode?
No, I just meant.
I don't think maybe in 1987 people looked up to Depeche
Mode. Just musicians and celebrities in general.
Oh, Nick, come on! Are we seriously going to have that conversation?
No.
None of us do.
No,
I mean, maybe
so.
William a little.
Well,
bit.
Will probably does. Yeah,
I think he has a Mandalorian costume at home. I know Chase does.
Oh yeah, Chase.
Chase is a celebrity chaser.
His life.
Yeah, especially Spider-Man. He's got a tattoo on it, so obviously we know where his loyalties lie.
He's got a Chris Pratt on his ass.
He has Spider-Man on the cross, being crucified. That's how much.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's his tattoo.
It's just his tattoo.
It's fine.
Oh. Spider-Man hanging there. On a web of lies.
Yeah. You sit on a web of lies.
It's a weird, it's a bold choice when he goes out for summer vacations. Yep.
Where is it? On his back?
It's right.
It's on his arm.
Yeah, it's right on his forearm.
It's on his jerking
it's on his
arm.
Face.
It's on.
Every time he grabs for food, people are weird about it.
When he wears his tight shirts, which he often does because he's so fucking fat. You don't fit in his clothes anymore.
He's like a deuce 40, Will.
Yeah, man. He's...
Hell. Wait, I have like 40? Oh, 240. Sorry.
To do he's like math. A deuce and a half.
He's not oon 40. Deuce 40.
All right, let's call this one.
The end was great.
Because he's fucking fat. You wouldn't survive The Last of Us, boy.
They survive on him for months, for 3 months. Just kill a Chase. You get 3 months of food.
Squeal like a pig.
We should have killed... Oh, we should have stole two of his rabbits. So fuck
when he
yeah.
squeals, he kind of tastes like bacon.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to run a hog farm next. Like, where do you find these pigs, dude? You can just find a pig. Like, what are you talking about?
There's
you've been
pigs.
Here, you've been there for 7 years. They ain't found a pig yet.
There's pigs.
I'm working on one. I'm working on starting a hog farm is what he says. Where are the pigs? You've been there for 7 years. Oh, yeah. The town's been there for 7 years. He's been there for, like, what, 6 months?
Yeah. How hard is it to work, you know?
What is taking so long?
To get this hog farm. All you need are hogs.
There has to be pigs. Yeah. Therefore, you cannot just have a pig show up out of the middle of nowhere, especially in that weather.
Yeah.
That pig ain't surviving that.
It's a
mammal. Domesticated. No. There's no boars, maybe. I don't know if some fucking pigs is hanging out in the cold.
They'll be fine.
Anyways, until The Last of Us, I mean, next week. What? I'm tired.
That's how.
Until The Last of Us?
That's what I said. Until The Last of Us for next week. Yeah, number 7. God, it's almost over. No, yeah, 7. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just say your name.
This show sucks.
What's my name?
Sorry. I hate it.
You hate the show?
I think so. I'm really bored.
I'm not going to revisit this show.
No.
No. No, I'm not.
I'll revisit that episode where the end of that episode where he kills Perry. Man, that was my favorite part of this whole show so far.
Perry?
He rips that dude's head off.
Oh, yeah. That was nuts.
Where the Hulk... All right, William, how did you feel? We didn't talk about William. Look, just throw this out there. We didn't talk about William for this. Real quick, how did you like the Hulk man coming out and killing all the soldiers?
It was fine. I don't know. I didn't
get your juices flowing?
Yeah, it was cool. I was into that.
His juices started flowing early in
episode.
The episode.
That
Bill
was
one, yeah. Bill
that's,
Frank.
I think, for sure going to be the best episode of the season. It worked the best as a... like cohesive story. The flashbacks made sense.
I just mean
it all connected
that
to
one
it had an arc
moment where he fucking
the action was earned.
What about the
cool.
creepy gymnastic clicker girl?
That was cool too.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts.
The
yeah.
who? Oh,
yeah, it had horror mixed with hard action.
Yeah, it was creepy. Yeah.
The gymnast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It was. They were lucky that the truck fell exactly when it did.
The whole thing was deus de machina, yeah. Or what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what
machina.
That means.
But I liked the setup.
Deus
like, I liked
machina.
The...
what does that mean?
It means bullshit happens to save the heroes. Some kind of bullshit comes out of the sky. God basically comes and touches them to save them.
Oh, I think it means like God versus machine or something.
Now that title makes sense.
It's deus. Yeah. Deus is God.
No, but I liked the whole... tower sniper thing. That was cool. I like the fact that Joel was stuck up there kind of helpless and couldn't help the rest of them. I thought that was all great. I like that they all survived just for you to find out the kid got bit. And then you knew when he was sitting there on the edge of the bed what that meant. I don't know. Was cool.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a good episode.
It was really good.
My favorite so far.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
And this might be second or the one before it might be second.
My favorite. I'm gonna after. I think you guys convinced me that I still think the previous one is better, and I probably liked it more. But this one had moments in it that.
This one had a little bit of heart. And,
no, yeah, I liked. Like Justin said, after they, I guess, reunited or Joel decided to stick with her, the moments of them chatting on the horse, going through all the beautiful landscapes and everything. Mm-hmm. That was my.
Yeah, they.
That's my favorite.
You're
bits
my daughter
so
now.
Far.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to treat you just like her. Yeah. Make me some eggs.
Oh, yeah. Get a job.
No pancakes.
Go visit the neighbors.
Yeah, get them out of my fucking face. He regrets all those words. I'm Justin.
And I'm Nick.
Peace. Oh, peace.